It's time to go down the road to the Breeders' Cup.
Three women you're in races for the Breeders' Cup World Championships this November out where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. Two today, one here at beautiful Belmont Park. The Grade 2 Suburban will go in a mile and a quarter. And the likely favorite is your Dubai World Cup winner, Mystic Guide. His trainer, Mike Stidham, nice enough to join us this morning. Hey, Mike, thanks for some time this morning. How's everything going?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. You're here in New York getting ready for this Suburban as the rain continues to fall, my friend.
Right. Absolutely. We're here. The horse shipped in yesterday. We schooled him in the paddock. He had a little gallop on the training track and ready to go.
So let's talk about since his last defeat, which was at the hands of Super Saver right here at Belmont Park. Boy, he's looked like he has come back. He was a good horse last year, but he certainly looks this year to just have really matured, and he's turned into some kind of racehorse.
Yeah, I mean, that was always the plan for him. We knew the talent was there. He was just a little bit maturity-wise behind some of the other three-year-olds last year. So we waited till later in the year to start stepping it up, you know, competition-wise. And we felt like in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, you know, he ran a winning race and got beat, you know, three-quarters of a length and then a grade one. So at that point, we just decided, you know, we're not going to think about Breeders' Cup this year. Let's just put him away, just freshen him up, get him ready for a big four-year-old year, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, and so far the plan has worked to a T.
Right.
It's been raining here a couple of days now. Sloppy track right now. Some rain still in the forecast. Some of the other competitors in here, namely Happy Saver, has never run on a wet track, but that's not a problem. This horse, in fact, got one of his biggest buyer speed figure in the slop in the Razorback to kick off the year back in February.
Yeah. The family, you know, Music Note, Mystic Guide's Dam, she was a grade one winner on a wet track in New York. She won a few races in the mud. And then Mystic Guide's half-brother, Gershwin, became a grade three winner in the Penn Mile on a muddy track. So the family is definitely seems to move up on the wet tracks.
Yeah, and he certainly did that in that Razorback. You know, you mentioned how he was a little late developing last year. You opted not to go to the Breeders' Cup, and I don't think anybody would have held it against you if you did go to the Breeders' Cup off of that Jockey Club Gold Cup second place finish. You ran a bang up second that day to Happy Saver. And again, so the thing you've probably heard a lot leading up to this Suburban is the Dubai bounce. And it's kind of waned
right
over the years, but I think it's something that has to be in the back of your mind, no?
I mean, certainly it is, but I believe that it's a horse-by-horse situation. And, you know, some horses handle the traveling and getting back here and being able to be as good as they were prior, different than others. And history tells us that. The one thing I can tell you is that, you know, Mystic Guide is going into this, you know, went into the Dubai race fairly lightly raced compared to some of the other horses that went over to Dubai. They were old, you know, older horses that had already had pretty lengthy careers, and I think Mystic Guide's a little different in that respect. And the fact that while he was over there, he really was thriving and doing well, and he ran well. And then once we got him back to the States and we had him at Keeneland, you know, within a week after arriving back, you know, he was already starting to really feel good again and putting the little bit of weight that he lost back on. And, you know, we were ready to start breezing within about three and a half weeks after he returned. So he's had seven solid works at Fairhill, hasn't missed a beat, and, you know, he's in good order and doing well. So I'm optimistic that that he'll run well today.
That must have been a pleasant surprise for him to bounce back from that trip as quickly as it seems he did.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you never know for sure what's going to happen until you see it with your own eyes, but he was really impressive the way that he handled all of what he did and the difference in, you know, the routine over there in Dubai versus the routine here was, you know, like night and day difference. And he just, you know, handled it well. Ran well, came back, and went right back into his regular routine. So I don't see any problems right at this point.
And you can't really say enough about his two efforts this year. Again, for a horse who looked like he was going the right way towards the end of last year, I mean, his two races this year have been nothing short of sensational.
Well, I mean, there's no question about it. He's a bigger, stronger, more mature version of what he was last year. You can see it in the horse.
The race today, just a field of six, there doesn't appear to be a lot of speed on paper. In fact, Todd Pletcher, who trains Happy Saver, also has Moretti breaking from the rail. I would imagine one of the two Pletcher horses is on the lead. They may, in fact, leave out of there 1-2. You have one of the top riders in the country in Luis Saez, who's been aboard Mr. Guide for his last two starts. What kind of instructions, if any, do you give Louis today?
As a matter of fact, I just hung up the phone speaking with Saez, and basically the instructions are going to be exactly like they were in Dubai. We're going to break forward. We're going to see what, you know, the other horses are doing. If someone goes, we're going to be hopefully sitting in a good stalking position, and I'm going to leave that up to Saez. He's a, you know, world-class rider. That's why we've got him on the horse, and that's where he's going to have to make the decision once he breaks and once he sees what everybody else is doing in the race for him to decide what he's going to do with Mystic Guide. And that's something that we won't know until the gate opens.
Talking with trainer Mike Stidham, who has Mystic Guide, one of the favorites, if not the favorite, in the Grade 2 Suburban, 400,000 going a mile and a quarter, winning your in for the Breeders' Cup Classic. Race at a time, right? That's the mantra for many trainers. Do you have, provided all goes well today, a little bit of a game plan for the rest of the year for him?
You know, at this point, the one thing we know is that right now Maxfield is looking like he's going toward the Whitney, which we wouldn't run them against each other. So that's not in the cards for Mystic Guide as long as he does that. You know, we're going to be looking at the Pacific Classic at Del Mar, just because obviously that's where the Breeders' Cup's going to be run, so we'll consider that. We're also going to be looking at, you know, the obvious races coming up at Saratoga, the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and after that the Woodward. So, I mean, those are races that are possibles, but I don't, just like you said, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm going to see how we run today, see how we come out of the race today before we start, you know, thinking of where we'll go next.
You kind of stole my follow-up, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So Godolphin, who owns Mystic Gut, Maxfield has been very good this year. You know, essential quality, he'll be able to stay with the three-year-olds if he wants until the Breeders' Cup. I guess you go through Godolphin. Do you talk to Brendan Walsh, who has Maxfield? Do you talk to Brad Cox, who has Essential Quality, or you just go through Godolphin and do you guys kind of formulate a plan to get everybody there in one piece?
Jimmy Bell, who runs the United States end of Godolphin. You know, I speak to Jimmy almost daily. We have a Tuesday conference call every Tuesday, and we go over all the horses that we have for Godolphin, which, you know, are over 20 right now. And on those Tuesdays, we talk about, you know, where we possibly might go. He tells me what the plans are with Maxfield, And, you know, that's how these decisions are made. Through Jimmy Bell and Dan Pride are the two figureheads here in the United States, and those are the people that I talk to.
Great. That's good to know. You mentioned little brother Gershwin earlier in the interview. He's entered in the Kent today and the Dwyer on Monday. All systems go for the Dwyer?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, this morning I spoke to John Mooney at Delaware. They are trying to keep the Kent on the turf. If they get more rain sometime between now and post time, it could still come off the turf. We won't run if they're going to keep it on the turf, because I think the turf's going to be soft to yielding, and I don't want Gershwin to run his first turf race on a soft turf course. If I'm going to run him on the grass, it's going to be on a firm course. So the only way he'll run in the Kent would be if they make a late change and come off the grass. And if that doesn't happen and we don't run today, then Gershwin will run in the Dwyer.
Okay, so with this weather up in the air, they're off the turf at Pimlico, they're off the turf at Monmouth, just found out they're off the turf at Gulfstream Park today. We're off the turf here for a couple of races at Belmont as well. You don't have to worry about turf with good old Mystic Guy, though. If you had your choice, Mike, would you keep him at the mile and a quarter the rest of the year?
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to running him at a mile and an eighth, but I think his more comfortable distance is the mile and a quarter. He's a true mile and a quarter horse. He's a very relaxed horse that will kind of stalk the pace going a mile and a quarter and have plenty left down the stretch like he did in Dubai. And, I mean, obviously he can win at shorter distances as he did in the Razorback going a mile and a 16th. But against grade one company, I think the mile and a quarter suits him best, against top horses.
All right. Well, you've done an amazing job managing this horse. I'm sure it was tough last year to not try him in some races. I think a lot of people, to the point where I think this horse, looked like maybe a Preakness kind of horse, and you opted for the Jockey Club Gold Cup. I think you've done a fantastic job managing this horse, and it's obviously paid off so far this year.
Well, we've always tried to let the horse kind of guide us on where to go. And most importantly, I had the backing of Godolphin and Jimmy Bell, Dan Pride, that allowed me to do what I thought was best. And it turned out that it's worked so far. So we'll keep trying to do the same thing.
All right. Well, best of luck this weekend with all of your runners. And we look forward to seeing Mr. Guy later on today in the Grade 2 Suburban. Yeah. Thanks for some time this morning, Mike.
All right. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.